Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Mes Hashem, Personality Types, Shir number 38. We're in the 16 personality types. We're in INFP today. Introverted, intuitive, feeling, perceiving. This is also a very rare part of the population, maybe 1%, they say. Like an INFJ is 1%. This one, they call often a mystical idealist, is one of the terms that I used. In some cases, they're looked upon as a meteor type. They have an NF gift of language and poetry and simile and metaphor. They excel in fields of literature or any field that deals with possibilities for people like counseling and teaching and psychology and often even certain types of sciences. Like other ends, they don't like small talk. They don't like superficiality or shallowness. They often feel they don't fit in because of their depth. As P's, they may resist and question external authorities. As I's, as introverts, they're interested in internal reactions, sometimes overly so. They have great power for some concentration. They have depths of understanding. They may seem shy, but they present a pleasant face to the world. Being introverted, they are reflective, they're introspective. They prefer to communicate with the written word rather than making personal contact. They have the capacity for caring that's not found in other types. They're deeply caring, deeply passionately caring about people, and they're willing to sacrifice for causes. They seek unity, harmony, the physical and the spiritual, the harmony of the emotions and the intellect, the harmony of various functions within their group. They like to merge different elements. And unfortunately, they have certain types of idealism that's not rooted in reality because they're always thinking about how things should be versus how things are. They're very aware of people and they see closeness, but they often withdraw to reflect. Like other eyes, they're not concerned with impressing others. They're quite self-contained and independent. That's their P. They don't like showiness, although they have that P part of them to perform, but they're really not showy people. Like other N's, they're impatient with routine details. Like other F's, they are strongly devoted to their families, really connected. They don't mind if others make decisions. When it comes to values and ideals, though, their fighter aspects of their personality does tend to emerge in those situations. They are idealists. They perform noble services to aid society. They have their own imposed codes for life. And they are very strict with themselves by following these codes. Generally, they tend to be easygoing and congenial, and they would prefer to fit in rather than to create waves. But when you trample on their codes and their values, the INFP, they can become very demanding and or sometimes even aggressive. For example, let's say a mother who feels her child has been treated unjustly by their school. So all of a sudden, that normal, quiet INFP mother that normally is reserved and quiet and wouldn't, like, fight at all of a sudden would leave no stone unturned in order to fight for a better environment for her child. Male INFPs have challenges because they are, this is not the macho type, masculine type personality. They're looked at as too gentle, too much of a wimp, in that personality. It's really unfair, but that's just the way it is. They generally are passive, live and let live exterior, and they lack that take charge quality that people look at, with males. Their easygoingness, though, can give away to harsh rigidity if they're threatened with their values, like we just said. People who don't understand them, you get mixed messages from them. They could seem rigid in one moment and melancholy, and sometimes cheerful, so the mood fluctuations. And INFP females are maybe more acceptable, even admired, but with males, it's sometimes a little more difficult. They resist being labeled. They are unpredictable sometimes. Usually they're docile and they're quiet, like we say, but sometimes they will express their originality. They strive very much for self-identities, to self-knowledge, to self-identification. They're always asking those questions like, who am I? and they reflect on things, and they really have an open-ended approach in exploring themselves in all areas, in their home life, in their work life, in all their lives. And they learn to live with these interests and concerns and things that they have there. They prefer to give in rather than fight. But again, when they hit upon a principle that they feel was violated, then they will become more rigid. Introversion may plague an INFP's relationships. They feel a lot of love and warmth more than they can express. So they seem outside more sometimes reserved or difficult expressing that emotion, but inside they feel a great degree of love and warmth. So that's a complexity that INFPs have. They have an easygoing exterior, but they have a compulsive, intense interior, which makes for inner stress. That could create health problems, colitis, other stomach intestinal problems. They often can make martyrs of themselves. As children, an INFP may seem to be easygoing in their nature. People will take them for granted, but they have a high need to please their parents and be stroked for it. They're generally tender. They're sensitive to the world around them. And that self-sacrifice, though, is often not appreciated and even criticized. And when that happens, the INFP child, which is normally so soft and pleasing, could become sullen and self-critical and take things in a sensitive way. But they learn to love and grow and excel and please others, but they're always their own worst critic. I could have done better. I could have done better. They self-depreciate themselves that way. So it's very important to maintain a certain healthy balance. Their rear personality type, they're quiet, they're open-minded, imaginative. They apply a caring and creative approach to everything they do. Even though they seem quiet, they have an inner passionate life. They're creative, they're imaginative. They lose themselves in daydreams and stories and conversations in their mind. They're known for their sensitivity. They have a profound emotional response to music, to arts, to nature. They're sentimental, they're idealistic, they're empathetic, and they brim with such sensitivity and profound creativity. They have that gift of empathy in a very, very strong way. They have a sincere curiosity about the depths of human nature, and they yearn to understand people. They're are compassionate and non-judging. So empathy is one of their greatest gifts, and they also speak the truth. They have a talent for self-expression. They may reveal their innermost thoughts and secrets through metaphors, through characterization. They have a search for a calling. They feel they have need, like INFJs similarly, like flowers that blossom and bloom. They feel they really need to call to their strong mission in life. What are their strengths and weaknesses? Their main strength is that they're empathetic, like we said. They're very, very generous. They want to contribute to the world. They're open-minded, they're tolerant, they're accepting, they're very creative, they're very, very passionate, they have strong internal values, they're very idealistic. The weakness is sometimes because of that idealism, they could sometimes be unrealistic. When things aren't perfect, it's difficult for the INFP to accept. They're hopeless romantics, they have the rose color vision of what their life would like to be, and when that doesn't happen, they feel very, very disappointed when reality falls short of what their dreams are. They could be self-isolating. They want to connect to others, but they sometimes don't know how, and it can make them feel lonely and isolated. They could often be unfocused because of their imagination and introspective nature. They could lose focus on things, and they're very emotionally vulnerable because they're attuned to everybody, and they need to establish boundaries, and they're very eager to please, so they'll fall sometimes into the people-pleasing aspects, and they're also extremely, extremely self-critical. They believe in their unique potential, and they want to live by it, but that, again, causes them to have unrealistic expectations of themselves that make them feel woefully inadequate, and the self-criticism by them could be very, very strong. So that's very, very important to know. Again, like we said, by the INFJs and general INFPs as well, and INFs in general, that the highly sensitive person very often is an NF. And an INFP is very often a highly sensitive person. They're hopeless romantic. So again, in a personal man-woman, husband-wife relationship, they want to be happy. They have this idealistic oneness that they want to share with one another. But they need to be very realistic about it. And sometimes that lack of realism could create problems by them because they're dreaming up a reality of how their relationship should be like that's not realistic. And they will feel crushed when it's just simply realistic. And they need to work on that, you know, to they could have their sensitive heart and have a beautiful journey that way, but they need to have a realistic, healthy boundary and sense when you're dealing with the husband-wife relationship or with friendships overall. They are really true friends. They prefer very few people of great quality of connecting with them. They look for a kindred spirit, someone that could understand them, and to allow them to thrive and allow them to, you know, to bond in a healthy way. And when you're a friend with an INFP, generally you're friends for life. There's a loyalty there. But there is also a need for personal space and alone time to recharge. So that's the thing with the friendships with INFPs. They sometimes tend to withdraw even from their true friends. That's because they need their space and they need their time. And life is a journey for them in a very, very deep way. Parents, INFP parents, tend to be warm and caring and open-minded. They delight in their children's wonder of the world. They counterbalance these freedoms by creating a stable foundation for them. They're sensitive and perceptive. And INFPs' personalities attune themselves to their children's needs and perspective. They want to know that the children, that they are unique. They're multidimensional individuals, not a projection of themselves. They're very, individualistic that way. They're free spirits. They could work on hoping, working through life's challenges. They sometimes doubt themselves, but the key is the balance is they need to balance structure with spontaneity. They want to serve as good role models for their children. They want to shield their children from the problems of the world. But at the same time, they need to work on their structure as well in a healthy way to be the most caring and responsible in a healthy way. The career paths they feel the career path is a calling. They're idealists. They want to make the world a better place. So whatever line of work that they do, that's really what they want to do. Their self-expression and being the best they could be. Sometimes they're writers. Sometimes they're authors of music, of drama, of dance, of actors and composers and dancers, and they thrive in the fields of psychology and of counseling and of teaching and healthcare and social work, physical rehabilitation, massage care. All of these things are very emotional healers, things like that. INFP thrive with that. They are very adaptive. They don't like too much structure. Hierarchy, disciplinarian stuffs. So that's why in a work habit, INFP, a 9-to-5 at a desk job would be hard for them. But they are loyal, they're upbeat, and, it's important for them to have a healthy working environment. Their contribution at work and everywhere else is their empathetic communication style that's honest and kind at the same time. They respect everybody and, the downside of their managing style is that they may struggle to set the boundaries that they need to set. So the idea being is that they're all special. Every character, personality type is special. They have a unique creativity and imagination and kindness there with idealism and altruism and all these things, but to make sure that it doesn't become a liability. So they have to concentrate on their weaker traits as well, to be more outgoing when needed, to be more grounded when needed, to be more outgoing as opposed to the I, to be a little more extroverted, to be more grounded like an S, not always like an N, to be more rational in the soar of sea of emotion, in other words, to develop the T idea and to create healthy structure, which is the J. Again, that's with every personality type. Once you know who you are and you study a personality type, this is a real key to all of it, is to really, really work towards the balancing of the opposites that will ultimately integrate you as a unique whole personality. Bracha v'atzlacha.